Edgar Bateman on drums. That's much later, though. For now, we're going to continue with our chronological tour through the early discography of Edgar Bateman Jr. We're going to continue now with the second studio album Edgar Bateman appeared on. This one was recorded the following year, 1961, in New York City. It's a date led by trumpeter Dave Burns. It also includes the young Herbie Morgan on tenor sax, Herbie Morgan, and then the very young Kenny Barron on piano, Philadelphia's own Kenny Barron. This must be one of Kenny Barron's first studio recordings, if not his first. I will see if I can get a definitive answer on that. I do know he was only 18 years old at the time of this recording, Kenny Barron. And Steve Davis is on bass. And of course, Edgar Bateman Jr. is on drums. We will hear side one, take a short break, and then hear side two. Side one consists of two Dave Burns compositions, CB Blues, is the first track. The third track is Something Easy, also a Dave Burns composition. And the second track is written by Tom McIntosh, that is Tolly. So it's Dave Burns' 1962 self-titled release on the Vanguard label with Edgar Bateman Jr. on the drums. Thank you.
Thank you.
Something Easy from Dave Burns from his 1962 self-titled release on the Vanguard label. I'm Feldy, and this is the special Edgar Bateman Jr. Memorial Edition of Lucky Old Souls right here on G-Town Radio, the sound from Germantown. That was side one of this self-titled Dave Burns album. The first track was CB Blues, a Dave Burns original composition. Second track was Tolly, a Tom McIntosh composition. And the third track, that last one, as I said, was another Dave Burns original, Something Easy. Dave Burns on trumpet, Herbie Morgan on tenor sax, Steve Davis on bass, Kenny Barron on piano, and the late, great Edgar Bateman Jr. on the drums. I'm Feldy. I've got Kelvin Anderson, host of G-Town Radio's Anderson Taped, another great jazz program, here in the studio with me. We'll hear from him in a little while. We are just beginning this nine-hour-long tribute to the life and work of Edgar Bateman Jr. We heard his first studio recording in its entirety, A Sense of Direction, the Walt Dickerson album. We're halfway through Edgar Bateman's second studio recording. That's Dave Burns' self-titled 1962 release on the Vanguard label. In just a few moments, we will get to side two of this. A little bit later on, we'll be hearing from some musicians who knew and worked with Edgar Bateman. We'll be hearing from some on the phone, some in the studio. If you're out there and we haven't yet been in touch, but you knew Edgar Bateman and you want to share some memories or a story or just some words of tribute, feel free, once the music starts up again, to give a call to 215-609-4301. Or send me an email at Feldy, F-E-L-D-I-E, at gtownradio.com. Or, of course, hit me up on Facebook or on Twitter at Lucky Old Souls. We're going to hear a brief message about some upcoming G-Town Radio programming, and then we will get right into side two of Dave Burns' 1962 self-titled release on the Vanguard label with Edgar Bateman Jr. on the drums.
Okay, we've got 30 seconds to tell people about our show.
We should start with the name of the show.
The Rec.
Isn't it the Rec Radio Show?
It's really the Rec Online Radio Show.
If they're listening, aren't they already online?
Jingle bells. Listen every Wednesday for the best night on the internet, The Rec. Bringing you interviews, reviews, live performances, the flyest music, the craziest talk, and truly bananas radio online. Join Cruz, Scholar, and myself, Lonnie, Wednesdays, 8 to 10 p.m. on The Rec on G-Town Radio, where we are.
The sound from Germantown.
We should really be the sound in Germantown, because we're in the Maplewood
Mall. Listen to The Rec every Wednesday from 8
Hi,
until 10 p.m.
Hi, this is Scholar 3000 from The Rec Radio, and you're listening to G-Town Radio at gtownradio.com.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Rhodesian Rhapsody here on Lucky Old Souls, the special Edgar Bateman Jr. Memorial Edition of Lucky Old Souls, this extended 9-hour broadcast that we're doing in celebration of the life and work of the great drummer and longtime Philadelphia resident, Edgar Bateman Jr. We just heard side two of the second studio album that Edgar Bateman appeared on. This was a self-titled release under the leadership of trumpeter Dave Burns, released on the Vanguard label. That last one was a composition by the 18-year-old pianist in the group, Philadelphia's own Kenny Barron. That was Rhodesian Rhapsody. Before that, we heard the Johnny Burke, Jimmy Van Heusen standard Imagination, preceded by Dave Burns's Straight Ahead, and the side opened with an obscure, as far as I know, an obscure pop song called Secret Love by Sammy Sane and Paul Francis Webster. Dave Burns was on trumpet, Herbie Morgan on tenor sax, Steve Davis on bass, Kenny Barron on piano, and Edgar Bateman Jr., of course, on the drums.